Outreach Mass, bringing Christ to mid-Michigan for 40 years.
Welcome to the Outreach Mass. Oh my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Jesus spoke to the crowds about the kingdom of God, and he healed those who needed to be cured. As the day was drawing to a close, the 12 approached him and said, "Dismiss the crowd, so that they can go to the surrounding villages and farms and find lodging and provisions, for we are in a deserted place here." He said to them, "Give them some food yourselves." They replied, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have, unless we ourselves go and buy food for all these people." Now the men there numbered about 5,000. Then he said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50. They did so and made them all sit down. Then taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing over them, broke them, and gave them to the disciples to set before the crowd. They all ate and were satisfied. And when the leftover fragments were picked up, they filled 12 wicker baskets." The Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate the solemnity of the most holy body and blood of Christ. Now I think it's only fitting to really understand what's going on here by looking backwards. Because the month of June, especially this year, this month, has been crazy. Every Sunday, a different solemnity. We started off with the Ascension, in which Jesus said, "I have to go so that you can follow after me." Right? By his ascension, we have the gift of salvation, the ability to get to heaven. Week after that, Pentecost, where we celebrated the gift of the church, the church's birthday, to aid us in this mission of being able to get to heaven. Then week after that, right, last week, was Trinity Sunday, in which Jesus tells us clearly our mission in life is to be in union with him. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Right, that is our goal. And then we get to here, in which Jesus shows us the way to be in union with him through his own body and blood, through the Eucharist. Because he has said again and again, but pretty clearly, right, "I am the bread of life. If you do not eat my body and drink my blood, you have no life within you." Right, the way we get to heaven is through the Eucharist, is through Jesus. It's through being in complete union with him. And so are you prepared? Are you prepared to receive him? So often we are not. Right before we even step foot into this church, we are actually in division with our Lord. I mean, that's what sin is, right? Small or big, it is a division between being in union with the Lord, right? It's like saying, Lord, I know what you want from me. I just don't really care. And I'm going to go do this other thing. Right? So often, even before we step foot in these doors, we are not in union with the Lord. But if the Eucharist is Jesus, if it is our God, that literally needs to change everything. Everything about us. Everything about how we even approach the Mass, the church, our neighbors, our enemies. It needs to change everything. It means that we need not show up late to Mass. Because if this is truly God, why are we showing up late? Why is that even a thought? Why is the thought, actually, I'm not going to go to Mass on Sunday. I don't need it. In fact, I should go to Mass, but I'm going to sit in, my home on my couch, my PJs, drinking my coffee. But if this is God, why are we not running to Him? Why are we not crazy about it? Because it is Jesus. That's very clear. But if it is, right, things need to change. Because, I mean, think about it for a minute. Those who are like, you're like the most famous person that you would like love to meet, whether it be a celebrity, right, a sport athlete, right, someone in the government, someone in the church. I'm sure if they say, hey, yeah, we're gonna meet up, you'd be there hours in advance, right, to get a spot. You'd be dressed in like your best clothes, whatever that might look like for you. You just be awestruck to be in their presence. And even after the conversation, I'm sure you'd be like, what just happened? Right? Was that real? Like not be able to leave because you just met the person that you've been looking up to for your whole life. How much more should it be with God? Right, because that's who we're encountering every time we come to church, every time we come to Mass, the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord and Savior. But like I said, so often we don't come prepared. We come late. We don't actually participate. We're vaguely paying attention. We're chewing gum. We're dressed in flip-flops and, tank tops. And I get it, right? It's like 100 degrees outside. It's hot. But if this is our God, what are we saying to Him, the way that we dress, the way that we present ourselves? And at the heart of Mass, when we receive Him in communion, how do we do so? Do we have the reverence that He demands, or that's demanded of Him, of us, because of who He is? Are we actually holding the Eucharist, if we're receiving it on the hand, securely, gently, paying attention so that nothing may fall, right, as if a little child were in your hands? Or are we already getting ready to walk off and we're not paying attention? If received on the tongue, are we actually prepared? Are we doing it in a way that actually is going to be helpful? Right? Because the Eucharist is a gift. Right? Jesus is a gift. He has given Himself to all of us. That's why we don't take communion. That's why the priest actually says, the body of Christ, and gives it to you. That's why you don't snatch it from Him. That's why you don't bite down on it, but you actually receive it. And as we do, we are becoming more and more unified with our Lord. That still blows my mind. That our God was like, you know what, I love you so much that I'm actually not only going to die and suffer for you, but I'm going to continue to give my body and my blood for you to consume me again and again so that you can become more and more like me. And as we do that, we are sent out on mission. And that's also why at the end of Mass, it's a dismissal. Right? The priest or the deacon says, go. Go proclaim the good news. Go forth. It's for you to bring Jesus to the world. Right? To your family, to your friends, your coworkers, so that they too may be in union with Christ. That's what it's all about, is unity. But it starts here. It starts on this altar. And it starts with each and every single one of us. That's why we got to continue to come to Mass. We got to continue to pray, asking God for that grace to be more in union with Him. So we have to ask for peace in the world. Right, peace within ourselves, peace with our family, our friends. Because if we are not in unity with each other, how can we be in unity with God? And that's the end goal. So today, as we celebrate one of the most beautiful solemnities we have in this church, Corpus Christi, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord, today, maybe we ask the Lord, Lord, help me to see you in the Eucharist a little more clearly. Right? Help me to believe a little more deeply. Help me to be in union with you so when I receive you, I do so with complete reverence. That I can become more and more like you. So will you be ready when you come forward to receive communion? Will you be ready?